Sue Sedovic is on the line, and I'm delighted to hear from her. We have a 15-year relationship, because that's how long Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ocean County has been around, and that's how long I've known Sue. She is the head of that organization and does a marvelous job, and there's a lot of really good things coming up, and I'm glad she's going to spend a couple minutes with us. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, and it is hard to believe that it's 15 years.
I know, it's amazing, and I think that the audience needs to know that you are one of the founding fathers of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and were on our board for many, many years, and now you're on our honorary board.
And it is an incredible organization with an unbelievable professional staff headed by you, and just as impressive a group of volunteers who commit endless hours and enthusiasm and energy and financial support to keep this organization going. And we know at a time when for nonprofits, it is really a rough time.
It is. This past couple of years have been a struggle. But, you know, because of our devoted board and the fundraising efforts and people from the community supporting, we're able to hold the services that we currently have.
Yeah, and why don't you explain, because again, I'm sure there are listeners right now and who are really not familiar, all that familiar with Big Brothers Big Sisters. They might remember the commercials that used to run years ago in football games and things like that. But just a little thumbnail on what exactly you do.
Well, we provide mentoring services to children who are facing adversity, who are at risk. We provide community-based mentoring where one of our mentors is matched with a child and is able to meet with them and to help build their self-esteem, be a special friend, talk to them, give them guidance. We provide school-based mentoring in an after-school environment where we train our high school students to become mentors. And it's a great program because not only are the children in the elementary schools gaining, but also the high school students are developing leadership skills, a sense of a career. So it's been a very positive program. And then our third is our site-based mentoring, where we partner with NAVAIR, Joint Base McGuire, Dix, and Lakehurst. And we've had a partnership with them since 2006, where our sailors have been mentoring our children on site, on base. They'll mentor them in the other programs. So we provide three types of services to the community. Right now, we're servicing over 650 children in the program, in one of those programs. And unfortunately, we have 175 kids waiting to be matched with a mentor. Some of it is that we need mentors, but more than that is that we need the funding to support that, because in our program, our case managers provide intakes on the children, intakes on the mentors, criminal background checks. They match them, and they supervise those matches. And that's the key to success, is the supervision of those matches, making sure that the child is goals are being met, the mentor can meet those needs. One of the big things is because we're an affiliate of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, we're considered an evidence-based program, which means there's goals for the child, there's outcomes, and we can measure success, unlike many other programs that are out there.
Yeah, and historically and nationally, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ocean County, Big Brothers Big Sisters National, has a great reputation and a great success story in that when a mentor is matched with a child, the success rate of what happens with that child is just outstanding.
It's incredible, Kevin. We know that our kids who are mentored, they first off, the one big thing is they're great kids to begin with, and we want to keep them that way. So with this leadership that they have, with the positive role model, they're able to succeed very well in school. All of our kids have graduated high school, which education is such a big piece. You know, they don't start using drugs or alcohol. They join groups and clubs to be productive kids and start a better future.
Yeah, and I think there's probably some misnomers out there, Sue. You know, we're not talking about, oh, these are all juvenile delinquents who need someone to turn their life around. In many cases, we're talking about a child that is from a single-family home in which if it's a boy, you know, his mom can be a mother, but she can't be a father or a brother. So the idea is the volunteer, the mentor, does not replace that person missing from that kid's life just helps fill the void a little bit, correct?
Absolutely. That's exactly what they do. They provide that piece that they're not getting. You know, even in our school-based programs, our kids that we see are maybe socially or academically have problems, but our mentors are there to help fill that, help them with homework, help them talk about their problems, things that occur in school, peer pressure. You know, so they do. They fill a void, and they're another person in their life that will listen to them and will help them.
Now, obviously, these matches, and especially in the times we live in, you talked about the fact they are scrutinized. This is not one of those things in 5 minutes you become a volunteer mentor and we match you with a child. It's a process that the time that goes into it before is every bit as important as what happens after.
Absolutely. We spend a lot of time with that mentor. We go through an interview in the home to see what's going on in the home. We meet the people in the home. Our mentors have to go through the FBI criminal background checks, fingerprinting, all of the background checks that you need to ensure the safety of our kids. We then provide them with training of what their role is to be a mentor. And then once they're matched with that child, we guide them with any issues that might come up. If there's any problems or the child is having, we can help them work through them.
We're talking with Sue Sedovic, who's the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ocean County. You mentioned really there are two great needs ongoing, really from day one, and that is there's always the need for volunteers, for mentors, and always the need for financial contributions at a very difficult time. Just give us an idea, Sue, because I think there are probably people who are also confused. Well, I would love to really be a mentor. I would love to be a big brother or sister, but oh boy, it's so much time. And really, it's not a lot of time. It's more that the time be of quality than it be of quantity.
Absolutely. We ask our mentors for the community-based program to see the children at least twice a month and maintain contact with them in those alternating weeks. Then they can gradually build up time with them. In our school-based program, you see the child once a week for the time that they're in school, for the school year. So it really isn't a lot of time that it takes. But, you know, Kevin, we also have opportunities if people want to help and they don't feel that they can be a big brother or a big sister at this time. We have a lot of help in terms of need for office help. Because our funding is very limited, anyone who wants to come and help in the office, get ready. We have events that come up. We have a lot of mailings. You know, if there's a retired person out there who has skills, they'd like to help us. Maybe it's financial. They could come and help us that way. Or maybe they've had experiences in planning events. We would welcome people to volunteer their time for that.
Yeah, we live, most of us here in Ocean County, which is obviously a high percentage of senior citizens and retired people, and they can be great assets to your organization, as you said, whether it be to help, but they can also serve as a big brother or big sister.
Absolutely. And, you know, we also have a program called our Clothes for Kids' Sake program, and I'm sure people who are listening have seen the green cards that have come around in their mailboxes. That's a program that anything that's collected in Ocean County stays in Ocean County and goes directly to support our program. So if people would like to hold a clothing drive in their community, you know, or if you're a business person and you're listening, if you want to put one of our bins on your property, that also helps us to raise the money to service the kids right here in our community.
What do you got coming up on your agenda? What are the next couple of things happening with the organization?
Well, our big one is our Bowl for Kids' Sake event, which WOBM is the sponsor of that event. And we are having a bowl-a-thon March 18th at the Playdome in Toms River and March 25th at Thunderbird Lanes in Manahawkin. And this is one of our biggest fundraisers. We always tell people, you don't need to be a good bowler, you just need to care about kids. And we're asking people to please come out and bowl. The admission is $50 to bowl. This year we're giving a prize to the person who brings in the most money. You know, we're asking people, if you're in a league, please bring your league out to bowl. The kids bowl, we offer this opportunity for the kids. It's a fun time. Playdome and Thunderbird Lanes are incredible people who reach out and help us to support the kids.
All right, if anyone would like to call to get more information about the organization, maybe how they can help, what they can do, they can reach you where and when.
They can call 732-905-5349 or they can go on our website, www.bbbsoc, and they can see the different services that we have, the programs. They can read about the impact a child has, a mentor has on a child's life. And they can also, if they want more information, they just fill it in and we can provide it.
And they can give that phone number one more time.
732-905-5349.
And how about a shout-out, Sue, real quick, for you have an unbelievable support group of volunteers, many of whom have been with the organization for a long time, who really without them, you'd be not celebrating a 15th anniversary.
Oh, absolutely. Our board of directors are just incredible. We can't thank them enough for all that they do. We have Friends of the Board Committee who support our events, our Volunteers in Action, and all of our mentors. I mean, our agency has probably over 800 volunteers that come and give of themselves to help our kids.
Well, it's a great organization. You have navigated the rough waters for 15 years and been an unbelievable asset to Ocean County and so many lives that you have touched in a positive way. So here's hoping for at least another 15. Sue, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Appreciate it. Sue Sedovic, the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ocean County. You know, someone called last week and talked about the fact that, you know, it's a rough time for nonprofits. You know, they need support, and that's why I was glad that Sue chimed in.